Robbie and Rochelle in the Morning on 107.1 The Boss is brought to you by DeluxeCarCareLLC.com, home of the Deluxe Rinseless Detailing Kit for a shine above the rest.
You know, it's kind of neat about our building. And I think before COVID, we used to give tours sometimes to school groups and that kind of things. Boy Scouts would come in.
Yeah.
What's kind of neat, I think, is that you walk down the hallway and you got the boss, and here we are. Mm-hmm. And you walk down another hallway and you got the country people, and they got the cowboy hats and the posters of the cowboy artist Luke Bryan and all those people.
Yes.
You go down the other hallway and they got all the pop stars because they play that music. Then you go down the other hallway and they got the Beach Boys and Frank Sinatra, mm-hmm. right? So it's cool because you get the different stations. Well, one of the guys works for the country station sent me an email yesterday, and he said, "You guys always seem to be on top of everything going on. I heard you talking about..." I don't know what I forget what he mentioned.
Oh,
he was talking about something going on with celebrities or whatever.
Oh,
and he said,
you
should leave me, all your stuff, all your Robbie and Rochelle Fast Five, your trending stuff.
What?
Because I'll call it my own thing, and I'd like to use it.
He wants to steal our prep?
And he said, even if it's a day before, if it's a day late,
yeah,
just leave it for me.
Uh-huh.
I guess once before, I don't even remember this, but apparently after the show, I was going to the recycle bin to... put our stuff, get rid of our stuff after we were done for the day. And he said, what do you got there? And I gave it to him. I'd forgotten that. He liked it so much.
Oh.
Shoots me an email yesterday, says, well, now I'm thinking this is like giving away grandma's family recipe. You know, I'm like the colonel with his secret spices. I don't necessarily know that I want to give. Now, I love the guy. He's a great guy.
Yeah.
He wears a cowboy hat. I don't know that I want to give up our stuff.
No.
But I also want to be a good guy and I want to be a team player. So I feel like I'm between a rock and a hard place here.
I'm going to be honest. I'm selfish.
Yeah.
And I do most of that work.
Sure.
Most of that prep work.
Yeah. You go through all the websites and everything and find this kind of information.
I'm not sharing unless you pay me.
Maybe
it's a lot of work.
Maybe we give them the birthdays like a day behind and that sort of thing.
You know, who wants the birth? 3 days ago was so-and-so's birthday. Who wants that? I specifically exclude country artists and things that don't necessarily pertain.
Everything to do with what we do, yeah.
Generally, yeah, because I don't...
Well, I don't know what to say to the guy because I feel bad now.
Well, why don't you defer him to me?
Okay. Well, if we see him before we leave today, I feel like you need to talk to him.
Okay.
Because, of course, I love to overpromise and underdeliver.
Yes.
That's kind of my modus operandi.
I will gladly give him the sites that I use in order for him to do his own work, but that's like letting someone copy off of your homework. I'm not letting you use my work.
I got to tell you, this pie is delicious. Can I have the recipe? No.
The recipe is one thing, the recipe, but to give you the pie and say that you made the pie, nuh-uh, not okay. I got the A, you're not getting the A unless you do the work. So I'll give you the sites that I use,
okay.
But you got to create your own prep.
Well, you
sorry.
You will have to discuss this with him because I'm not strong enough.
Okay.
Robbie and Rochelle in the Morning, 107.1 The Boss and 99.7 The Boss app, 107.1theboss.com, streaming right on the website. However you listen, thank you for starting your day with us, and good morning, America. Welcome to Finally Friday. It is March the 25th, 2022. We got a busy one up ahead here. I say Friday, that means the blast-off can't be too far away.
Oh, yes.
Oh, we call it the freak-out now, that's right. The freak-out.
Whoops!
The freak-out's coming up at 8 o'clock this morning. Kind of exercise all the demons of the work week.
Mm-hmm.
Officially kick off the weekend. We'll have one before you can buy them tickets. Go see Duran Duran a little after 9 o'clock. This is the last chance to win some tickets before they go on sale later on today for MSG this summer. Another coffee break from Dunkin' at 7:20. We'll have dumb crook news, fun facts. We have a busy agenda today.
Yes.
So please be seated. Fasten your seatbelt. Kind of scratching my head. I'm reading this story about Kylie Jenner.
Mm-hmm.
Is it Kylie? It's Kylie Jenner, right?
Kylie Jenner.
I get confused because all of their names start with K.
Yeah.
Kim and Kanye and Chloe
and
Courtney and...
Yes, Chris.
Oh, my God. And then Chris, right. The mom is Chris. Mm-hmm. Everybody's K.
Mm-hmm.
KK, okay?
Yes. Luckily, Kylie. She's a Jenner, though, so it makes it a little easier.
There's Kylie is one of the younger girls, right?
Yes, she is.
Mm-hmm. She is from the marriage with the former Bruce Jenner.
Yes,
okay,
correct.
I got this. And Kylie and what's
Caitlin,
Connor?
No.
No, the daughter is Kylie, but then who's the other kid? There's another K. Her sister is another one, right? And isn't she, is Kylie the one that's the first?
Kylie is the one that has the makeup line.
And she's worth like $9 billion. She's the richest millennial there is, right?
She has the most Instagram followers out of all.
But then she's got a sister who's also like 22 years old, right?
Mm-hmm. She's a model.
What's her name?
I can't think of it.
Is it Carissa?
No, something with a K.
Karen?
No.
And they got a brother too, but he's not from Chris.
He's Rob.
No, that's the Kardashian brother, but they got another Jenner kid.
Oh, yes, yes. Yeah,
I think it's from the former Bruce's other marriage or something like that. Anyway, I don't know why we're talking about all of this, but what was interesting to me, because it does have to do with names, is that Kylie named her kid, just had a kid, right? Mm-hmm. How old is this baby? Just a few months old, right?
Maybe 2 months old. It's an infant.
Named it Wolf Jenner.
Yes.
It's a he, right? Named him Wolf Jenner.
It's not Jenner. It's her boyfriend's name. So I don't know the last name, but the first name is Wolf.
Okay.
It was his name, and she decided now, after him being born, that she no longer likes the name Wolf, and it doesn't suit him. Oh. And so she went through and filed paperwork to legally change his name from Wolf, and she has not revealed the new name. But changed his name after he was
already born.
She was
probably flipping around, came on to CNN, sees the Wolf Blitzer, and goes, I can't have my kid.
You think that's it?
Have the same name. There was actually a tweet from Wolfgang Van Halen. Uh-huh. You know, Eddie Van Halen said it. He was saying that he's glad none of the Kardashians have the name Wolf because he's Wolfgang.
Sure.
That's
also a strange name. But I guess,
of course, for her, it's easy, by the way, because she's got attorneys and people that can handle everything. Right. So all she has to do is say, have it changed, and I'll sign the paper, right?
I guess I understand this, though, because when you have a baby and they come out, if you already have a name picked out and they don't seem to fit that name. I've known people who were pregnant and had a name picked out, saw their baby, and they were like, I don't think this fits, and then have changed it before the birth certificate. But I've never met anyone who decided to change the name after they were born and had the birth certificate signed and everything.
I mean, I certainly know some DJs who have legally changed their name, because there are a lot of DJs who use a name on the radio that isn't their legal name, and then they end up getting so used to that they just have changed it legally.
Right.
So I've known a couple of guys that did that.
Well, this was trending on Twitter, this story, and someone commented and said that their father passed away a few days after their baby was born, and they decided to legally change their baby's name to their father's name just to honor him after he passed away, which I guess I understand.
Yeah,
but
if you've already named the kid, it's kind of, the ship has sailed, as nice as that may be.
Right, and I do think it's a different situation when you're an adult to want to legally change your name if you want to, because it's your choice. It just seems kind of strange to me.
I get a feeling that this is why it's such a process to go through all the paperwork to change your name.
Yeah.
Because otherwise people would just be changing their name on a whim, you know?
Yeah. Would you ever change your name? I mean, you're...
I don't think so.
No.
I think I'm fine with it. You know, it's... I can't imagine what else I would be named. Probably Gary or something. I mean, I don't know. I don't like any of those new agey names.
Right. I know you
And
don't.
I know I've mentioned that before, and I really don't like the old-fashioned names either. Like I was saying...
You kind of have an old-fashioned name.
I guess so. Robert is not as common as it used to be.
Right.
But I was joking the other day about if you're named Eugene, tell me how you feel about it, because to me that's kind of, you know, or Larry.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not saying anything about
but
you.
That's Lawrence.
Yeah, Lawrence.
Another
funny thing is Lawrence is so nice, whereas, and William.
Right.
But you don't find many Larrys or Bills anymore. And in the same vein, some of these new age, you know, like Skyler and Connor and Tristan. I'm not crazy about those kind of funky names, you know.
When I was naming the kids, I always thought about, number one, what it would rhyme with, because I never wanted them to be picked on. And I also hate nicknames. I'm generally not a fan of, like, if your name is Robert, I want to call you Robert.
Yeah.
So it's weird that you're Robbie and I'm okay with it. But like the name Gabriella. Love that. Hate Gabby. So I thought about that when I was naming the kids, but I don't think I would ever want to change their name, even if it didn't suit them.
What about you? Because your name is...
always wanted to change my name. I hated my name growing up.
Yeah. Your name seems to confuse people for whatever reason.
It does.
And some of your friends and family are giving you weird nicknames.
I was called Roach. I was called Hamburger for whatever reason.
Well,
I don't know.
That's just stupid, because that has nothing to do with Rochelle.
But the Roach thing, I think I told you, it's my Uncle Phil would pick me up from school.
Well, at least I can understand that R-O-C-H. Where does Hamburger come from?
He picked me up from school and yelled Roach out the window, and then all of my friends heard it. I was maybe in second grade, and so then everyone was calling me Roach from then until graduation.
Yeah.
And so I always wanted to change my name when I was a kid because I hated that. So I don't know. Now I guess it's fine, but I don't know what I would change it to, but...
I tell you this, I did consider using some other names when I was a DJ, or I was going to become a DJ, and I'm a big Superman fan, so I thought about Kent as a last name. I think I might have used that at one little dinky station I worked
Robbie
at.
Robbie Kent?
Something like that.
Okay.
I don't know. And I remember one of the guys I worked for, he went, I have an idea, how about you become Rob Zagger?
Rob Zagger.
He said, sounds like Mick Jagger. You'll automatically sound like a famous person. I went, I got to go.
You sound like an attorney. Rob Zagger.
That's right. Have you been in an accident?
Yeah.
Don't let the insurance company screw you. Call Rob Zagger.
You need one of those black billboards you see everywhere.
I'll be on the side of a park bench with a homeless guy sleeping on my face. Here's a friendly reminder, a public service announcement. Last weekend, we set the clocks back, or is it two weekends ago? Mm-hmm. This weekend, it's the Oscars. Don't forget to watch the Oscars. Does anybody care? I don't know.
I don't know.
It's one of those things, and I got to be honest with you. I know there are some people that watch the entire, they watch the pregame, they watch the football game, they watch the postgame analysis. Mm-hmm. I'm one of those people, I like to see about 3 or 4 minutes of it. Just show me the highlights, show me the important, oh, there's the touchdown, oh, I got it. Okay, sure. There's the footage of them with the ticker tape. I got it.
Sure.
This is how I feel about the award shows.
I hear you. The Oscars are the ones that I do like to watch, though, because I feel like all of the other award shows are kind of the pregame to the Oscars, and the Oscars are the big games.
I know what you're saying, but I feel as though the Oscars are the most pretentious, and they tend to, I know they're trying to speed it up and keep it to 2 hours or whatever it is now, because they used to go on for like 4.5 hours.
Yeah.
But to me, the Oscars are the slow and the, you know what I mean? Like the Oscars are Harvard, and then the People's Choice Awards, it's like, you know, some party university. You know what I mean?
That's fair, but I do think, for me, what I like watching about them is the people and the gowns and the dresses, and it's very old Hollywood, and that's the time when people do come out and they're not wearing.
But you know what? It is an old Hollywood, and here I'll get a little woke with you here. This is all these people that I want to get out there and make these political speeches, they're wearing these buttons for these different things. Old Hollywood, everything was glamorous, and let's just celebrate the art as opposed to trying to turn this into a spectacle, because that's not why people watch.
No, I hear you, but as far as the dresses go and the clothing goes, that's what I do like about the Oscars, because I feel like this is the one award show where they come out and they attempt to be classy, and they're not just wearing like the little, you know, nipple rings and stuff and calling it a dress. So it's the one time when they put the ball gowns on.
Listen, you leave Jonah Hill alone, okay?
And that's what I like
about
it.
What's up, dog?
It's classed up just a little bit.
So, I'll tell you what, I don't think the red carpet is the same without Joan Rivers, though.
No, I agree with you. Joan Rivers did.
Auntie Joan was just the best out there.
The next day was the best when she would do the fashion police, and then she was so nice to
their
face.
Oh, the fashion police. That was such a great show.
Yes, and then she'd rip them to shreds the next day. It was so great. Because you were thinking the same thing. You were like, that is hideous.
Yeah.
And she wouldn't say it to their face, but... You know.
There's a couple of firsts they're expecting to happen during this year's ceremony. This is the first year that there are 10 Best Picture contenders.
Yeah.
First time that 8 of the categories will not be televised at all.
Right.
And this is how they're helping to speed it up. And I think it's, I mean, I can see both sides of it.
Yeah.
Because if you're the director of, you know, I don't know, cinematography or something, important job.
It is.
You spend your whole life working to get it to this level to be the, you know, the guy that works for Spielberg, but you're not Spielberg, you're not Leo.
No.
Do you get 3 minutes on television? So, like, I can see it both ways.
I do, but either way, you have the Oscar. So, those are the times when people are kind of tuning out.
But isn't that part of the fun where you go, Mom, I'm going to be on TV?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, for that person, absolutely. I do think that kind of.
But on the other hand, these are also like, you don't want to hear Meryl Streep go on and on about politics. You sure as hell don't want to go, you know, some guy that works behind the scenes talking about this is for all the people that, you know, are suffering right now. Of course they are, and that's terrible.
Right.
But this is a Hollywood award show.
And to your point,
it's not news.
To your point, I think that's the reason why they have cut down on those, because so many people go up there and use it as a platform rather than entertaining us, which is the entire point of an award ceremony.
This is the first time they've had a host in a few years. I guess they're sharing hosting duties this year. Amy Schumer and Wanda Sykes and Regina Hall. Those are the three that are all doing it.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I mean, not super famous, any of the three of them. I'm not taking away their talent, but...
They're all comedians, though.
Why don't you just get Billy Crystal? Billy's still available.
Do you think...
Why don't you get Whoopi? Well, Whoopi might be controversial as of late, but I mean, there's plenty of... Who? You know what I'm saying?
Like, Ricky Gervais will do it, but he'll get a little crazy, too.
Well, I think he's locked into the Golden Globes.
Oh, okay.
Lin-Manuel Miranda could get his EGOT this year, so that's kind of exciting. That's when you get the Emmy, the Grammy, the Oscar, and the Tony.
Mm-hmm.
West Side Story would be the first film to win Best Picture twice for the original back in the 60s and this one.
That's cool.
And the pop singer, Billie Eilish, could become the youngest person ever to win the Triple Crown, Grammy, Golden Globe, and Oscar. I believe the youngest person ever to get an Oscar, even though it was just an honorary Oscar, was Shirley Temple. I think she still holds that record.
Oh, does she?
I believe so.
Okay.
Because they gave her an honorary one when she was like 5 years old in the 30s. So.
Oh, that's so cute.
Yeah.
You don't want to watch them at all, do you?
No, I'm really not. That's what I mean is I like just the recap the next day. You can see my face.
Yeah, you're like, this is great. Yeah,
I hear these words coming out of my mouth. I'm just glazing over it. I'll tell you what, though, and maybe this just makes me an old fuddy, obviously. Why Billy Crystal would make me want to watch.
Billy, yeah, he's very funny.
You get Conan or Jimmy Kimmel or one of those guys out there, that would make me want to watch. Chris Rock would be fine.
Maybe they didn't want to do it, or maybe they're just trying to go for safe, or who knows?
I'll tell you who'd be great, Pat Sajak.
Really?
You don't think so?
I don't know.
I'll tell you why he would be great.
Why?
Because much like on Wheel of Fortune, if anybody was going on and on and being melodramatic, he would cut that crap right out.
That would actually be really fun to see Pat Sajak hosting, and then Vanna White could bring out the trophies to everyone.
Oh, that's this is a great, why did nobody ask us about how to run this thing? That would have huge ratings. That's a great idea.
It is a great
idea. I love
idea.
That. And you know, Pat does those little, well, so that was that. Aren't we glad we gave it to him? Next category. Okay.
Okay.
Rochelle had her nose buried in a phone. In her phone this morning. And I said, what are you up to? And she turns the phone and says, oh, I'm on this new app. I said, oh, okay. But then I look a little closer. I go, is that a picture of me on there? Well, it's a picture of us together.
It is,
yeah. We went out to dinner a couple of weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, what is that? So it's an app. And she said, it's kind of like Tinder for moms.
Yeah.
I said, oh, it's a dating app that's for a single mom? And she said, no, it's for moms to meet other moms.
Right. To
so
find
what is this?
What's it called? I guess it's not just...
What's it called? Pipsqueak?
It's called Peanut.
Oh, Peanut.
And it's not just for moms. It can be for anyone, but it's for women only. So it's specific to women only. And it's just supposed to be a site where you can find other women in your area to connect with and build friendships or have play dates or whatever. If you're going through
play
the
dates
same...
for your kids, right?
Sure, yeah. Or for yourself if you're looking for someone to go to the gym with or just to find friends.
Well, I think there's two different things here. You could be a mom looking to make friends with another mom,
yes,
or at least to like another mom so your kids have people to play with.
Right.
Or this could be, I'm a mom, you're a mom, let's be besties.
Well, and yes, but right? I think for moms, if you become besties with someone else, your kids just automatically have to be friends.
Oh,
that's how that
we're
works.
We're hanging out, so you guys need to play.
Correct. That's how that works.
The moms are having some Pinot.
Yes, exactly.
glug, glug, glug.
I just joined this, and it's really
funny. Oh, really? You joined this app?
I joined the app,
so you're not just looking at it.
No, I made a whole...
Now, why am I on this app?
Well, because it asks you to create a profile, so it gives you... It wants to know about your life. What do you do? What are your interests? So that it can pair you with people in your area, just like Tinder or Bumble or any of the other ones would, that also have common interest as you.
Uh-huh.
So there's, you know, it'll say, are
you... So what does that have to do with me?
Well, I'm married, so I've included that I have a husband. So it's probably not going to pair me with single women, because it might be weird for the married woman to go out with a single friend. That could be kind of awkward for our relationship. It's important to know that I'm a married woman. Right?
I guess.
Also, I'm divorced and I have to co-parent. So it asks for that, because maybe I could find another woman who is having to deal with the same bullshit that I do.
Did you come up with these interests that are listed here under your name? I'm looking at you sent me the screenshot of your profile.
Some of them.
Were these things that there's a little drop down and you selected them, or you came up
both.
With these?
A little bit of both.
For,
yeah.
For example, you describe yourself as a fitness fiend.
Yes.
And a fashion killer.
Yeah. That one I came up with.
What does that even mean?
It means I'm into fashion.
You also list yourself as a fan of board games like chess.
I do like board games. Do I not like board games? I'm extremely competitive.
I can't remember the last time we played a board game.
We played Battleship and you beat me.
When was that?
At your parents' house. Remember we got all those games? We were playing for weeks.
You have to... Oh, my friends would say I'm a hot mess, sleep deprived, Dr. Google.
Mm-hmm.
Beer buddy, powered by caffeine. I feel like this is not a great representation of you.
You don't think so?
No, I feel like I probably know you better than anybody, and I feel like this is really not...
How would you describe me if you were creating my profile to find friends?
I'll tell you one thing. I definitely wouldn't describe you as a hot mess.
No.
I'm not getting fed if I say that. And you really don't drink beer all that often either, rarely.
I like beer a lot. It just has a lot of carbs in it, so I don't drink it.
I feel like this would be a description of you if you were still single.
Why?
When we first started dating, after your first, I feel like this is what you were like, and now you don't drink beer anymore.
But
you want to play board games.
I like all of these things, but you don't, so I don't do that much.
Well, I don't like anything.
Exactly.
My description would be, if you're thinking of friending me, don't. I don't know why I'm on here.
No, I like beer. I buy beer. I just don't do it as much as I used to, because I'm older now and I have to be careful.
Also, your hometown, I won't name it, but that's not your hometown.
It wouldn't let me list my hometown.
Why not? What does that mean?
I don't know. It wasn't.
Couldn't find it?
It wasn't in the database.
Don't tell anybody this is where you're from.
It wasn't in the database, so I just put the closest thing.
Yeah, you didn't want to say Detroit, which is the biggest city nearby where you are.
I guess I could have put Detroit. I didn't put
Because for people that don't know, Rochelle grew up in Michigan. Mm-hmm. I feel like the app did not want you to tell people where you're from. Man, I better be nice to this girl. She kicked my ass. She's from Detroit. Those people aren't messing around. So you're completely, catfishing people. I'm worried that Chris Hansen is going to show up at the house. Yeah. This is not who you don't drink beer.
Yes, I do.
You don't drink beer. You drink LaCroix. It might be in a can, but it is not beer. Dateline NBC is going to be at the house because this is fake, this whole thing. You're basically inventing Anna. That's what you're doing. You're basically inventing
Whatever.
Anna.
You're so basic.
Going to be a busy weekend. I think every weekend is going to be a busy weekend now, right through fall, you know?
Yeah.
Thanks for sending these in. The old CBB, the community bulletin board. If you got a fun event going on, especially a community event or something for charity, we'd like you to share these with us so we can share them right here on the radio station. Send them into our Facebook or 1071theboss.com. St. Bernadette, Knights of Columbus, and Parlin hosting a pancake breakfast Sunday morning starting at 8. Okay. $7 for adults, $3 for kids under 12. You get the pancakes with bacon, eggs, sausage, Ooh. Coffee, tea, and juice. Couple of each, please. More
yeah.
info at unite.org. Those are kind of, I tell you what, the Knights of Columbus Halls, they make the best pasta dinners.
Yes.
They do the best breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
The churches do a nice job.
They do.
Disrespect to any of our area restaurants, but
no.
It is nice to support the Knights of Columbus because, man, they just do such a nice job. Jeep Day donation drive happening this Sunday, 1 to 3, at Stumpy's Hatchet House down in Princeton. All donations go directly to Marty's Senior Dog Sanctuary. They were nice enough to send us a couple of pictures of the pooches.
Yeah.
They're so cute.
Oh my
Isn't
gosh.
That nice to know that you will be making the last years of a dog's life so happy and comfortable?
Yes.
I just think that's a beautiful thing.
It is.
Door prizes, giveaways, and more. StumpySHH.com for the details. Because it breaks your heart to think that they're going to be at the shelter.
Yeah.
So it's so nice that you're able to give them a home, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And you can join 107.1 The Boss on the move with the Boss Roadies tonight starting at 6 o'clock at Moore's Tavern for a tailgating party in Freehold
Ooh.
Before the big game with St. Peter's tonight against Purdue. You can win Boss prizes before tip-off at 7 o'clock tonight. We'll be there starting at 6. And you can be looking for the Boss van at the Ocean County St. Patrick's Day Parade, Seaside Heights. That's going on next weekend. And don't forget, Tom Cunningham will be out with Springsteen on Sunday, Bar Anticipation, Lake Como, Sunday morning starting at 9 o'clock. The doors open at 8. The broadcast starts at 9. A suggested donation to the Red Cross to help their efforts in Ukraine.
Oh, okay.
So it's a special benefit event with Tom on Sunday morning. Just a couple of things we thought you needed to know this morning. Check out all our events on Facebook or at 1071theboss.com. Well, this is a Friday tradition. I don't care what kind of a week you've had, or you watch the news and go, oh my God, we're all going to die.
Yeah.
At least you're not in the same predicament as these people. It's time for Dumb Crook News. We have our crack team of researchers. I think we should give this task to Nolan. It should be Nolan's job. Search the police blotters. From sea to shining sea, sometimes across the pond. Hey, I'm not doing it.
Yeah.
That's what I'd get from Joe.
Yeah, he's not going to do that.
For these stories here, award-winning fellow citizens. Dateline to Miami, because it's always Florida. Thief there broke into a shoe store last Tuesday. Mission Impossible style, cut holes in the roof, entered through the ceiling on a wire, and then was able to, you know, that little spiky thing and holds
yeah,
him and then
yeah.
he shimmies on down.
The most messed up thing about it is that they took a bunch of left shoes. Just come forward and drop off the shoes. Just leave them here. I don't need to turn them over to the cops. I don't care about that.
So the guy stole 20 pairs of shoes, but what he apparently didn't realize, I'm assuming it's a guy, it could be a woman, I don't really know. He stole only the left shoe. So my guess is he's got the mask on. He thinks he's Tom Cruise in Mission Impossible. Can't really see where he's going. He's trying not to set off the infrared. He's like, I'm going to grab as many as I can. He got all the left shoes.
How does that even happen?
I don't know.
I don't even understand. Was he going through the boxes and only took one shoe?
They got him on security camera footage. It's a little grainy black and white footage.
Yeah.
And he is. He's wearing the black leotard. He's got the mask over his face. I'm not talking the COVID mask.
Yeah.
I mean like the full on, you know, the burglar mask going.
Why? I don't understand why he only took the left side. This is a dare or something.
Maybe the guy just has two left feet.
Maybe.
Dateline to Cleveland, Ohio, because it's always Ohio. There's a woman there called 911 because KFC shorted her on her chicken. She told the dispatcher she paid $26 for 8 pieces of chicken.
Wow.
Only received 4. She went back to KFC to complain. The manager claimed that he was the one who packed the bag and she had only paid for 4, not 8.
Oh.
I bought some chicken for $25.99, which should have been 8 pieces. have four pieces of chicken in here, and I want my chicken.
Okay, that's going to be more of a civil matter. You'd have to take it up with management and then maybe someone above him. There's not much the police can do about it.
So you can't help me get my chicken.
Let me understand this. I pay taxes. I'm calling you the police.
What?
And you can't help me get my chicken.
Oh. I want my chicken.
That's amazing.
Also, I'm guessing maybe she spent $25.99, $26 on some Pall Malls. Maybe
yeah,
that's
maybe.
Sounding a little bit like she's been smoking. I could be wrong.
I want my chicken.
Let's travel to Greenfield, Wisconsin, eh? Oh, it's here in Wisconsin. No. Maybe
sounded
not.
Like you were Canadian.
Well, they're pretty close to the border
yeah,
up there
are.
In northern Wisconsin.
Yes.
There's a man breaks into a gas station there. He's also on security cam footage. He can't access the register because they get the guy, you know, the clerk there is behind bulletproof glass just for this sort of a purpose so they can't rob the place.
Sure.
So this guy realizes he's not going to be able to get through the glass. He sees the guy's hitting the button. He's calling the police on the phone. So he thinks quick. There's a trash can by the door. He unloads the newspapers, a couple energy drinks, some candy, whatever, a couple of no-dos, whatever's right by the door, and then puts it all in the trash can, runs away with the trash can. Unfortunately for him, and this is the funniest part of this footage, he's unable to get the trash can in the passenger door of his car.
Oh, no.
Stuff is spilling everywhere, and by this point, the police arrived and apprehended the man.
Oh, no candy bars for you.
He tried to make away with the Greenfield Post newspaper. He just...
Dang it.
All right, let's go to Ocala, shall we? Because it's always... Florida, there's a contractor named Kendall Rust who's doing work at a military museum, got caught trying to steal a ballistic vest worn by a Navy SEAL during the Osama bin Laden raid, believe it or not.
Oh, my gosh.
A museum employee noticed him acting weird. They realized that the vest was missing. It turned out he had put it on and then put his shirt on over it again.
Oh, my gosh.
An employee confronted him. He admitted that he took it. He claimed he just wanted to take a picture with it to up his likes on social media. The museum says it's worth about $50,000, and he's facing felony larceny charges.
Oh, my gosh.
He didn't even get out of the building, but, you know.
So he wasn't technically trying to steal it?
Yeah. Unclear. Claimed it was just for his social media.
Uh-huh.
Thanks, Mark Zuckerberg. And last, let's go back out to the Midwest. We used to do the show out there in the beautiful resort area of northern Michigan.
Hello, hello.
54-year-old Victor McMillan got pulled over on the highway last week. His 30-year-old son, Josh, was with him. While the cops were talking to them, they noticed a large McDonald's cup in the car that was filled with soda and something floating on top. It wasn't ice. As the police asked him to roll down the window, license and registration, Josh threw the soda out the window. Policeman thought this was suspicious, asked him to step out of the car. He did realize that it was not ice floating. It had been crystal meth.
Oh, my gosh.
They had more methamphetamines in the car. They were both arrested and are due in front of a judge later this morning.
Whoops.
So you would think there's enough sugar in a Coca-Cola.
Right.
That gets you amped up enough.
Right, exactly.
And then what you do is you dunk in some of those McDonald's french fries.
Oh,
it slows you back down.
Yeah, there
evens you
go.
Out. Coffee and fries, and you'd be all set.
Wow.
And that's how we do it. Dumb Grook News. In my hand, the envelope, hermetically sealed, kept on the podium next to a cool glass of water in Brussels, and a President Emmanuel Macron, the French president. I just wanted to say Emmanuel Macron.
This is a very good French
accent. Oh, my gosh, it's Fun Fact Friday here in Contain. Never before seen fun facts, facts that are fun. These are fun facts.
Sometimes.
The famous scene in The Shining where Jack Nicholson goes, "Here's Johnny," took 3 days to film. They destroyed 60 doors to get it right. Gosh, on take 36, you don't think it was good enough?
Right.
This is interesting. We were talking about people changing their name yesterday.
Yeah.
The E in Wile E. Coyote.
Oh, yeah.
Now from Looney Tunes, stands for Ethelbert. He's Wile E. Ethelbert Coyote.
That's quite a name.
Of course he is.
That's quite a name.
Migraines are 3 times more common in women than men. Well, that kind of says it all, doesn't it?
Shocker.
Ew!
Paul McCartney earned $7 million during his years with the Beatles. Since then, he has earned over $1.2 billion.
Wow.
Yoko's like, "You're welcome." The most effective cure for hiccups, according to physicians, is insert a finger or thumb into your butthole.
No, it's not.
Better yet, have someone else do it for you.
Why? Because you're so spooky.
Hiccup. Whoa, what the? Larry, was that you down there? All right, that's enough of that.
Oh, my God. God.
Stay in touch with us anytime. Robbie and Rochelle on all the socials, wherever you get your podcasts. We'd love to connect this weekend. Time for Robbie and Rochelle's Fast Five. Five big old trending stories thought you needed to know to be in the know from number five to number one. Number five. Have you ever thought about being an Amazon driver?
No.
Well, that sounds kind of fun, right? That's a good gig. You're looking for one.
Mm-hmm.
You get tips from actual Amazon drivers, things you should know before you take a job with Jeff Bezos.
One, they tell you that you can walk and deliver the packages, but no. You actually got to run, because if you try to do 25 stops per hour, you're going to have to run.
Two. Yeah, this is kind of how they talk about Santa Claus. How does he land at all these houses in the course of one night? Other tips they say is don't take any breaks, because it'll delay your day. Supervisors encourage you just to work 8 hours straight through.
Oh, wow.
And they say make sure you dress cool, even if the weather is not necessarily hot, because there is no air conditioning in most of the Amazon trucks.
Really?
Isn't that, man, what is it, a 2003 Pontiac Bonneville? I mean,
I think Amazon has a, and I wonder if they get paid per delivery, which is why he's telling you to run, but they have a service where you just drive your own car and you actually drop it off, and then they take a picture just to prove that you've dropped off the package.
Isn't that basically what DoorDash is?
That's what Amazon utilizes.
Is it like
sometimes
with Pizza Hut, where you get a little Amazon smiley face to put on top of your car?
I think you do. I think you have a magnet or something in your car.
Well, there you go. Number four, there's a singer from Brazil who had to go to the emergency room with severe stomach pains. She was concerned that she was passing a stone or something like that. Yeah. It turned out that she had a buildup of farts in her intestines.
What?
She was interviewed at the hospital.
Did you hear that? Oh, my God. I must have, like, 6 months' worth of farts built up.
Okay, truth be told, that's not really her. But she did tell.
No.
But she did tell the news that she was very embarrassed because she does red carpet. I don't know. She's a singer in Brazil.
Uh-huh.
She's embarrassed to risk being caught on tape.
Sure.
Passing gas. She said she would often feel that she had to, but she'd hold him in, and it caused a medical emergency. So.
Huh. Interesting.
So the best thing you can do for your longevity and health is to rip ass.
Gross.
Just let them fly.
That's disgusting.
Gentlemen, that was a fart.
Number three, he was just on the show yesterday. People on Twitter are going after Jeff Foxworthy because he jokes the special is a good old days. Remember, mm-hmm. he was telling us, it's talking about how life has changed.
Yeah.
Now, he was born in 1958, so he was a kid in the 60s, and he said that when he was a kid, participation trophies just did not exist.
No.
I think we have a clip from the special.
I played every sport, and it was weird back then, because if you wanted a trophy, you had to finish in first place.
Well, there are people going after him saying that they did, in fact, have second and third place trophies, and one guy posted a picture of his dad graduating high school in the 60s, and he had a participation trophy.
Okay. So, I think the point is everybody doesn't deserve the trophy. You're supposed to work toward the trophy.
Well, of course that's what the point is.
Right, but people on Twitter are so
outraged.
Sensitive.
Outraged.
There's only one Stanley Cup, and they don't seem to get mad when the other team doesn't get a bunch of participation ribbons because they didn't get the trophy.
Yeah.
I don't understand.
That's right.
Take it down a notch. It's okay.
Well, that was...
sorry.
That's one of my favorite rants you've ever had right there.
Sorry.
I couldn't agree with you more.
Alrighty.
Where are we? Number four, number two, something like that. There's a list of celebrities who have said publicly that they waited until marriage to consummate.
Oh, big surprise.
Really?
Jessica Simpson, Nick Lachey, Justin Bieber, and Haley Baldwin. That's Alec Baldwin's daughter.
Yeah.
A-O-A-B-B-C closing. Always be closing.
Mariah Carey and Nick Cannon. Man, Nick is making up for lost time now, isn't he?
Yeah. Wow.
He's reversing that train.
Yeah.
How many kids he got now? I think it's like 18 kids, right?
Eight kids over the past year.
Man, he's getting some tax write-offs April 15th, isn't he? That's a lot of kids. He says not bitter at all. And number five, in a new poll, maybe it's number one, 38% of people say they're not interested in trying any new vegetables. 57% say they have tried a new vegetable that tasted better than they expected. How many vegetables are there?
I was going to say, what other ones are there to try?
That is an 18 or older adult American.
Yeah.
You're still trying new vegetables.
I don't know. I can't think
What is this crunchy orange substance? They call it carotte. Yeah, that's what they call it. That's what they call it, big guy.
What the heck are you guys doing? Trying to ruin my life and make me look like a friggin' idiot?
Friday celebrity birthday file, Catherine McPhee. She's 38 today. Danica Patrick, 40. Remember Lark Voorhees from Saved by the Bell.
Oh, yeah.
Voorhees.
Lisa, yep.
She's 48 today.
Wow.
Sarah Jessica Parker. I think we called her 60 the other day. She's not. She's younger than Matthew Broderick. Oh. It was his birthday last week. She's 57. He's 60.
Sorry, SJP.
Yeah. Elton John's celebrating today. He's 75. Gloria Steinem is 88. And Gene Shalit. You remember the guy with the big mustache used to do the movie reviews on TV?
Yes.
He's 96.
Really?
God bless him. Wow. Aretha Franklin was born on this day. And Howard Cosell.
Mm.
The guy from the sports that would talk like this. Today is National Waffle Day as well.
Okay.
Wilt Chamberlain and I will be having a cup of coffee and a nice hot waffle. That was a very funny joke if you're over the age of... Well, Gene Shalit probably would have liked that joke. Come to think of it.
It's He Said, She Said, with Robbie and Rochelle.
We got a bunch of Facebook messages, people laughing the other day, because I mentioned that despite my... portraying myself as quite the wine connoisseur, sommelier.
Yeah.
I really am loving it. I think that little cardboard box of wine that you get at the back of the liquor store.
The black box.
And we had two or three people send messages with pictures of it on their counter going, it's real good.
It is good.
Oh, no, we get it. It's real good. It's like $19 and you get, it's like six bottles in one.
Yeah. So,
anyway, they got us thinking today. This should be a good Friday topic.
Mm-hmm.
Little Friday.
Wow. Please don't ever do that again.
Trying to appeal to the younger demos, you know?
That's not going to do it.
No.
Wow.
Listen, boomer. I am not a boomer, by the way, just to be clear about that. Is there a product that you're a little bit snobby about?
Oh.
I mean, because I would think to myself, if you asked me, wine would probably be the first thing I would say.
Sure.
But it turns out I'm not snobby about it because I will buy an inexpensive wine, and oftentimes I enjoy it very much.
Well,
so is there a product you are snobby about? You demand only the highest quality, only the best.
Mine would probably be mostly food items.
Food and beverage. Nothing wrong with that.
Because I will not buy off-brand cereal.
Uh-huh.
I don't like it. It tastes different. It's mushy. I'm not buying the Aldi brand. I can't.
Totally disagree with you on that.
See, I can't. It's different. I don't like it. There's one kind of ketchup. That's it. There's no other kind of ketchup. If you're serving me something other than a Hunt's ketchup bottle, I don't want it. It's not. Don't put your tomato paste in front of me.
You are the definition of a snob. First of all, ketchup and tomato paste are two different products.
The other stuff tastes like tomato paste. That's what
I'm saying. Have you cracked open a can of tomato paste? How would you even know what tomato paste tastes?
Well, I know it because it tastes like a tomato that's in a paste form. And ketchup has flavor.
I mean, ketchup does have flavor.
I want the Heinz ketchup. I don't want anything other than the Heinz ketchup.
So let me ask you this. I don't even know why I bother and argue these things with you, but just I can't help myself, okay?
Uh-huh.
So if you go into a little hometown hot dog stand, right? Uh-huh. A little hamburger hot dog joint.
Yep.
I'm not talking about a chain place. I'm saying like a little mom and pop deal.
Sure.
And they got the just the generic red and yellow plastic bottles that you squirt. You know, they get the little pointy towel. Mm-hmm. Can you picture them?
Of course I can.
You wouldn't use that ketchup or mustard?
I would ask for Frank's Red Hot. I don't want those.
But what if they...
Then I wouldn't eat something that involved a condiment because there's only one kind of ketchup and it's any other kind to me is gross. I am a snob about it.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
You are the definition of a snob.
I want the $3 bottle. Don't give me your dollar bottle.
I mean, you wouldn't drive a beater, right? You don't want to drive a lot.
I have driven a lot of
beaters. You have, but you don't want to.
Well, of course not, but that's not. I'm not a snob about that. If that's what I can afford, that's when I can afford.
Oh, what if you couldn't afford Hunt's ketchup? Would you then eat
Well, I wouldn't have ketchup then.
You wouldn't buy Stop and Shop brand?
No, it's gross. It's pointless. Why am I going to waste?
You haven't even had Stop and Shop ketchup.
Yes, I have.
Their ketchup is just fine.
I've
it's delicious.
I've even purchased the organic Annie's trying to get away from the crap. No, it's gross. I'm sorry. I have my own preferences.
This is how you feel about leftovers in general. I think you have a mental block against things that affect the way you taste because there's nothing wrong with them at all. Are you snobby about certain items? You snobby about a certain product, about a certain thing that you would have to buy. Are you snobby about it? Obnoxious. Very particular. 732-774-4444. Call us. Text the same number, 774-4444. Or get us on Facebook. That's your He Said.
She Said.
If you can feel the dirt on your car, go to DeluxeCarCareLLC.com right now. For just $85, you'll get everything you need to wash your vehicle anywhere with just 1 gallon of water. That's right, no hose. Give your ride a shine above the rest with the Deluxe Rinseless Detailing Kit from DeluxeCarCareLLC.com.